Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. I'm glad you're here. And if you've been listening already, thank you especially for that. Our good friend Grace Marie Turner is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Grace Marie is one of the world's top experts. I'm talking about on the planet for healthcare public policy. Not only does she know what's going on here in the United States with regard to healthcare public policy, and you'll, if you don't know what healthcare public policy is, you'll understand that in just a minute as we talk. And but also around the world, because she's invited all over the world to talk about these issues and to debate them, and people consider her to her opinions very highly, as we do here. And we're so fortunate to have her as a regular guest on our show, as a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of the and the founder of the Galen Institute, and she's our good friend Grace Marie Turner. Welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, it's a pleasure to be with you, and it's a pleasure to be with the global voice for small business, as you are indeed. Thank you.
Thank you, Grace Marie. I hear something. I want you to talk about what you want to talk about today. But something happened this week that I just had to comment on. I was listening to some of the House hearings where Secretary Paulson and Chairman Bernanke were testifying. You know, earlier in the week, I guess, or maybe last week, early in the week, I guess it was this week, they testified before the Senate, and now they're testifying before the House, or at least they did yesterday, I guess it was. And Chairman from Massachusetts, the House Finance what's his name? Barney Frank.
Oh. Barney Frank.
Chairman Frank was presiding, and he actually was he was talking about making sure that we have the kind of safeguards in our financial system that we need, et cetera, et cetera. And he actually said something to the effect of, you know, we need. He started talking about social safety nets. So he used the term social safety net. And he actually said we need to develop more social safety nets like they have in Europe.
Oh, my gracious.
He actually said that. That came out of his mouth, folks. If I'm paraphrasing him, it's only slightly. We need more social safety nets like Europe.
Gracious.
Now, let me tell you something.
The social
safety nets in Europe, Grace Marie Turner, have killed or have stifled or have extinguished entrepreneurship in Europe.
You're absolutely right. I was taking a taxi in Sweden last year, and I had this really great taxi driver who was telling me about, you know, his life, and he says, you know, I don't really need to work. He said, I get money from my kids, I get money from my housing, I get a food stipend, I have health insurance, you know, everything is coming out of somebody else's taxes. And he says, But we love to take vacations. And he said, if my family and I, we just can't get any money from the government to take vacations. So that's why I wouldn't have had anybody to drive that cab if the guy didn't want to do something.
If he didn't want to take vacations, you wouldn't have had a cab driver, would you?
Yeah. Otherwise, you know, he doesn't need to work. What's that going to do to an economy?
But he's got social safety nets.
He does, but, you know, he realizes.
And they love their health. They love their health care system over there.
A minimalistic, unless they get sick, that's when they start to realize that, oh, my goodness, you know, there are new technologies, new diagnostic technologies. I've written, actually, about comparisons between what happens if you get cancer in the United States than in Europe. And the survival rates are almost 50% higher here than they are over there, because they don't get the new medicines, they don't get the treatment, and importantly, they don't get early diagnostic. And that's one of the things we know is most important. So, yeah, they think their health care systems are fine until they get sick, and then
they think what they like about it is it doesn't cost them any money out of pocket.
Well,
that's what they like about it.
You know, but once again, you look at international comparisons, and Europeans pay about as much out of pocket, and of course they pay much higher taxes than we do in the United States, an average less than 15%.
You know, back on your point about the cab driver, I was in Denmark last summer, and interesting enough, talking to them about entrepreneurship, and they told me about a study in Sweden where they asked the Swedes, what is your top three most desired professional things to happen to you? What would be the most desired thing professionally? And number one was to have a job. Number three was to own a business. The number two most desired professional circumstance for them would be to be unemployed. They would rather be unemployed. They would be better financially, folks, in Sweden to be unemployed than to own a small business. How about that? Let's get some more of those social safety nets. 20 Tail, stay with us.
There's nothing.
We're back. It's 17 Till. A little Shocking Blue bringing us back there. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and the Brain Trust members and the articles and the archives and the newsletter and the blog and on, lots and lots of stuff to help you out with your small business. And then, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz. Hope you'll check that out, too, and use that to your advantage where you get small business answers. Now, Grace Marie Turner is our guest. She's the president of the Galen Institute. Grace Marie, give us your website, please.
I'd love for people to come visit us at Galen, GALEN.org. We do a weekly electronic free newsletter about health policy, and as this issue heats up in the general election campaign, I'd love for people to sign on. There's a little button on the top right side of the page about the newsletters, and invite people to subscribe.
Folks, the in my opinion, I'm not going to say the only voice because I don't know everything else that's out there, but if you want to see the one true voice on what health care needs to look like in the United States in the 21st century, if you agree with this social safety net thing that we've been talking about, if you like that, then the best group to debate about this is Grace Marie Turner's group, the Galen Institute, and to find out what they're up to, and you do that at galen.org. But Grace Marie, you are the voice for 21st century sanity with regard to health care.
Well, I so believe in the free market. I'm a small businesswoman myself.
Yep.
I believe in small business. I believe in this incredible engine for growth. It can be suffocated. And when Barney Frank talks about increasing the social safety net, he needs to go talk to his own director of the Congressional Budget Office, who's recently done a study that talks about the trajectory that we're on right now with Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security and all of the unfunded liabilities. And basically, if we do not do something, the economy is going to tank in 2040. He said, if we don't do something now, and you think that we're just going to have to raise taxes to pay for these programs, the top income tax rate has to be 88%. On top of that, payroll taxes, on top of that, state and local taxes. You're going to have the government taking everything you earn, and then you're still going to get a tax bill from the government. Mm-hmm. Saying,
and then you're going to stand in line and be rationed health care.
Exactly right.
And
for
the privilege of being taxed through the nose, you're going to get to stand in line and be rationed. Now,
and that's for the programs that we already have.
Yeah.
Not even for new ones. We cannot. We have got to get a handle on the social spending we've got now, and we have got to rely on the private market, not more government programs, to address the problems in our health sector. We have learned where this goes from Europe.
Americans, we have to become health care consumers. We have to take more control over not only our own health care, but our own health care business. And we've got to make our transactions with the medical providers and insurance companies directly, not let some other group manage it for us, and not even our employers. I mean, like I, Grace Marie, as you know, all of the employees in my company, including me, have a separate insurance policy, an HSA, health savings account, and my employees, they do their own thing with their health care, and I do my own thing with my health care. We support them. We subsidize them. We give them money every year to pay for their HSA. But then beyond that, it's up to them to negotiate the best deal with their medical people.
Well, and I do the same thing with my staff, because they all want more control over their decisions involving their health care.
And guess what? If either one of these employees leave my employee, they take this program with them.
They're
never out of insurance. If they don't go to Cobra, because they don't have to worry about Cobra, because they take this policy with them. It's not tied to their employment. The only tie to their employment is the fact that I give them money every year to help pay for the program.
And I think that what people need to see is that that's going to be so empowering. Not only is it going to make people lose that insecurity of feeling if they don't get their health insurance through their job, they're not going to get health insurance at all, and give them a sense that the whole medical profession, insurance companies, doctors, hospitals, they're responding to them as a powerful consumer that can vote with their feet. If they don't like what they've got, then somebody else wants their business. It's going to drive down costs. It's going to increase quality. It's going to make people more receptive, and we're going to see whole new ways that the medical profession is going to respond in order to put the consumer at the center.
They're already doing it. I think I mentioned, I've told you about my colonoscopy last time you were here, I think, how I'm not going to, folks, don't worry, I'm not going to tell you about the procedure, but I was just going to tell you that I negotiated an excellent rate with my doctor and my hospital for this test that could have cost an insurance company $6,000 or $7,000. My total bill was less than $2,000.
Well, and that's happening all over the country. There's a story in the Wall Street Journal yesterday that people are starting to seek out generic drugs. Walmart,
yep,
selling drugs for $4,
mm-hmm,
for a month's supply, $10 for a three-month supply.
If the marketplace is allowed to run with this, we will get the best for the least of anybody in the country.
And
the
then world. We will show the rest of the planet the right way to go. That we should follow the lead of socialized healthcare systems.
What's interesting, Grace Marie, is the other countries in Western Europe want to be more entrepreneurial, but they can't get rid of their social network expense in order to make that happen.
Yeah.
So all these social nets, all these social safety nets, folks, are an absolute wall in front of entrepreneurship, which requires risk taking, and if you've got a lot of social networks, social nets, as Grace Marie said earlier, there is no risk taking. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. Little Stones bringing us back. Just got to start you up here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blassingame, and we're visiting with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, president and founder of the Galen Institute. That's Galen, GALEN.org. I encourage you to check that out and go there, subscribe to the newsletter, support what they're doing, folks, because nobody's working harder to build the concept, to sell and to promote the concept and to justify the concept of market forces determining your health care, of portability in health care, of allowing small business owners to be able to buy health care across state lines and not have to deal with all the local state mandates, all that. These are all things that Grace Marie Turner is working really hard on. Grace Marie, one thing I want to say real quickly, and I know you want to tell us about some other stuff that's going on in Washington, but one of the things that I'd like to point out is, folks, we had a surplus accumulated in Social Security. And Congress raided that. They literally stole about $4 trillion. In my opinion, it's nothing less than stealing. They stole $4 trillion of the surplus in the Social Security trust fund, and they left an IOU. Am I correct about that, Grace Marie?
Well, people think that there's an account in Washington with their name on it,
no,
with all the money they pay.
Right.
Forget that.
But they took that money
every year.
They spent it. And they left an IOU, $4 trillion. Folks, what do you think they're going to do with any surplus we might build up in a universal health care plan?
It is a gigantic Ponzi scheme. They're making promises today saying we're going to promise your benefits in the future, and the only way they're going to get the money is to tax people in the future. There's no money in those accounts, which there would be, by the way, if we had private Social Security accounts. It would be your money, just like an IRA. That doesn't exist now. People don't know that.
That's right. So what else is going on in Washington?
Well, in fact, that's a really good segue, because I don't want our listeners to think that, oh, my goodness, everything's falling apart, there's no hope. There's this wonderful young congressman named Paul Ryan from Janesville, Wisconsin, who's now the ranking Republican on the House Budget Committee. I've known Paul since he was an intern in Jack Kemp's office at Empower America. He has developed what he calls the Roadmap for America, and it is that. It is an integration of reform of Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, tax policy, and health care, all in one, to really put us on to a powerful future for the country. He's the one that was responding to the Congressional Budget Office in doing this program to say that we have got to put our country on a different footing. He gets rid of the state taxes permanently, keeps income taxes low, even lower than they are now. It, as I said, eliminates the corporate income, reduces the corporate income tax, I think, down to 25%. It's an amazing program. Gives people private Social Security accounts, makes defined contributions for Medicare and Medicaid, and it truly gets us into a 21st century competitive market. And health care, the current tax treatment that's invisible, regressive, that provides people a generous tax break for health insurance at work, goes to tax breaks that people get directly so that they can own their own health insurance. And just as we were talking about, give people the opportunity to have health insurance that they own and keep with them, and the market is responding to them as consumers, not to some third-party bureaucracy.
See, folks, right now, if you're an employee, your company that provides you with health care gets the tax breaks. Why don't you get the tax breaks and directly and make your own health care decisions?
That's right.
And then, of course, with some support from your employer.
I wrote about Paul's idea and actually legislation. He's already introduced this legislation in my newsletter this week, which people also can see on our website at galen.org at the top of the page. And it really gives me hope that the only way we're going to solve all these social safety net problems is to think of them all together. You know,
is this the kind of plan that John McCain could embrace? I know Obama would not embrace something like this.
Well, actually, a lot of the pieces of it are in John McCain's proposal. John McCain is saying, we've got to change the tax treatment of health insurance so the people get it directly. We're going to make it a $5,000 credit. We're going to be able to help people have portable health insurance, the market respond to them, get the prices of insurance down. So many of the pieces of Paul's plan are actually in John McCain's economic proposal, which was, by the way, wonderfully received yesterday at the NAACP when John McCain spoke to their conference. I had tears in my eyes listening to the response of this audience to that.
Wow.
He was talking about how many 1.2 million small businesses are owned by African Americans.
Right.
And
yeah.
celebrating that.
They need this kind of program. Hey, Grace Marie, thanks for being here. Good job. It's always a pleasure to have you
thanks
here.
Thanks so much, Tim.
We'll see you next time. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, with the Galen Institute, galen.org. Please check it out. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.